Thank you, Ness. Welcome to our broadcast of the Warren Haynes Christmas Jam. Are we doing all right tonight? All right. Well, looks like we got a great audience tuning in. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am Martin Anderson. Myself and Uncle Dave of Dead Air will be with you throughout the evening, as well as Mr. Haynes, who is, we're going to talk with Warren and see what he's been up to, talk about Habitat for Humanity, for which the Warren Haynes Christmas Jam is a benefit for, talk about maybe what Mr. Haynes has been up to, and what the heck we're going to have in store for tonight. It's, as always, going to be quite an event. It's our 6th annual live broadcast. Please give a warm Christmas pre-jam welcome to Warren Haynes. Thank you.
There's a reason, disarray, waiting for her angels to come. Well, she used to feel the weight of a thousand lifetimes. Now she just feels numb. There was a time when her beauty raised the eyebrows of the town, and a man would gladly give up all he had just to take Desiree down. She stares out the at the world passing by. She's caught beneath the wheel, too heavy to lift. She feels too weak to try. People stare like strangers where she once might have asked them.
Waiting for her angels
Thank you very much.
It's Warren Haynes, the host of the Warren Haynes Christmas Pre-Jam. Warren, thank you so much for doing this year after year.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
This is your 16th Christmas Jam. A native of Asheville, left Asheville to... you're living in New York now. Did you leave Asheville and go right to New York? Where have you been?
I went to Nashville for 7 years and wound up in New York about 16 years ago.
All right. But you cut your teeth in Asheville, as they say, your first, what, 18 years or so?
I was here 20 years, maybe a little more.
And, all right.
And Asheville is obviously still my home. That's why we do this here.
Yep. Well... You make for a great homecoming when you're not coming through with Government Mule or The Dead or the Allman Brothers Band. You're a busy man, and yet you're able to put this together each and every year. 16th Annual Christmas Jam, our 6th pre-Christmas Jam here on WNCW. Thanks for doing that. It's a benefit for Habitat for Humanity. You started making this be a benefit for Habitat how many years ago?
You know, I've lost count. It's probably been about 8 years or so. We started out in the beginning donating money to different charities. We donated to AIDS victims, to homeless people, to Vietnam veterans, a lot of wonderful causes. But eventually we stumbled onto Habitat and just kind of stuck with it.
And so these days, all the proceeds of the Christmas Jam go to Habitat for Humanity. Last year, about $100,000 raised for Habitat for Humanity. That is the equivalent of, what, roughly two houses that were essentially built thanks to you and the Christmas Jam this past year. Is that right?
Thanks to all the wonderful people that contributed, yeah.
Yeah, and I understand that you were actually able to visit at least one of the houses yesterday, if not both of them, maybe even give the keys to the new tenants?
Well, last year I went and saw an unfinished house when I was here, and this year I went and saw... a house that is finished, that there's a family actually living in, and we're able to symbolically present keys to that family and to another family whose house isn't ready yet. But seeing the finished house really brought home to me, you know, what it was all about. It was pretty overwhelming to see an actual home, you know, because the unfinished houses are just houses, but these people had turned it into a home, and it was tremendous.
That's terrific. There's actually a table here with Habitat for Humanity here at the Christmas Pre-Jam. But, of course, folks listening, the best way to get in touch is through their website, for one, ashevillehabitat.org. They've got a phone number, too, 828-251-5702. We should mention, Warren, that there are, I've forgotten how many chapters of Habitats in North Carolina. I want to say, I don't know if you know, 18, 20, close to 30. But it's my understanding that the very first one in North Carolina was set up right here in Asheville a number of years ago, and they're getting a lot of help right now from Warren Haynes and folks that support the Christmas Jam. That's terrific. Again, their website, ashevillehabitat.org. So, Warren, congratulations on Government Mule's year, a very great year. You've got a new release, Deja Voodoo. It's a terrific one. They're going to be here tonight, aren't they?
Government Mule is here tonight. Unfortunately, at the moment, Danny Lewis is stranded in Cincinnati at the airport. So we're hoping he'll be here in time. But everybody else is here, and Government Mule is definitely playing tomorrow.
So. All right. Well, that's terrific. Give us a sneak preview of who all we've got going on tonight, and before we introduce the next act.
Tonight, we have most of the people that are playing tomorrow night, which includes the Neville Brothers, Living Color, Galactic, Jorma Kaukonen, Charlie Musselwhite, Edwin McCain, Alvin Youngblood, Hart, and many, many more. So.
Boy, that's a tip of the hat is in order for you for orchestrating it and to all the folks who are coming to actually play, because they're donating their time not only for the Christmas Jam but for this broadcast the night before and during the holidays. So that's just terrific.
Everyone who is donating their time and energy and love is just gone above and beyond the call of duty, and these are people that will forever be indebted to. Some of them have been friends for a long time, and some of them are friends from this day forward.
That's great. Well, Warren, we're going to be hanging out together over the next few hours with all sorts of other folks. Let's get the next show on the road. Would you please have the honors of introducing the next act you've got lined up for us?
And before we let Warren do that, I want to let you know you are tuned to 88.7 WNCW Spindale.